I'm going to say this and then we're going to get on to it. You know what's funny? The world often thinks this. They think, I can't come into a church because I'm going to be set on fire, or I'm going to be struck by lightning. I can't come in here because I'm full of shame and guilt and things like that. You know, I want to say that if anybody's ever thought that, or you're thinking that right now, or you know somebody else, and it goes back to the shower, who cleans up before they get in the shower? Everyone is welcome in the house of God. This is where you get cleaned up and realize what is dirty in your life. Not to shame you, but to clean you. To clean you. Quit thinking you got to clean up your life before you get into the shower. Man, jump into the shower dirty and let the blood of Jesus wash you as white as snow. Amen. 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 And as much as we think that we're so great, we all come in dirty. We all come in broken. We all need a Savior. That's why God sent his one begotten Son. So whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for doing such a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. My name is Pastor Harris. I'm the lead pastor here at First Open Bible. It's my honor today to do a lot of things in honor. Now, our new monthly series is titled Honor's Reward. This month, we're focusing on releasing God's kingdom through the power of honor. You won't have notes today because I didn't want to send those notes to Pastor Mark, and then he would see what I'm going to say today. So you're going to have to take your own notes, okay? Note takers are history makers. I haven't said that in a minute, so thank you for remembering. Unfortunately, guess what? Honor is a forgotten virtue in today's culture. Actually, let me change that. It's not. Righteous honor is forgot. We do honor in America. We honor self. Our pleasures, our mindset, our purposes, my truth, and all this lies, twisted lies of the devil. There is honor, but not the honor that we see in God's word, not the honor of the Lord. That kind of honor has been forgotten in today's culture. But biblically, it's a key that unlocks God's blessings, his favor, and his presence in our life. In this series, we're going to explore what honor looks like in Scripture, why it matters to God, and how embracing honor in everyday life positions us to walk in a greater freedom, authority, and blessing. I love what Romans 12:10 says. It says this: love each other with genuine affection and take delight. Delight. I love it. Take delight in honoring each other. Now, before we kick off our Pastor Appreciation Sunday for Pastor Mark and Miss Debbie, I want to give notice to one of our other staff members. This staff member achieved a great accomplishment. Church family, this is a special moment. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:1, it says, if anyone desires to be a church leader or have the office of a pastor, they desire a notable task, a very easy task to live. Everyone desires this great task. Actually, it's quite opposite. There's thousands every month, pastors giving up the pulpit, giving up the call, and defeated and broken and running. So, this is a special moment. Kayla Mailer has been serving as our youth lead since March of 2024. She's been leading and growing all along the way, and she continues to lead in ministry that she has felt the calling to be a licensed pastor now. Amen. Hallelujah. Just recently, she completed her studies and walked through the process and received her official entry-level pastoral licensing with Open Bible Churches. Amen. And today, we're going to publicly recognize and affirm her as our first Open Bible youth pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, this isn't just a new title, it's a sacred trust. It's a recognition of what God has already been doing in her life. Now, moving forward, church, I'll be taking time with her in 2026, helping her get more familiar with the calling and the high tasks that it comes with. Until her pastoral duties change, she's still going to remain focused only on the youth ministry. Pastor Kayla, will you please come join me up here? Oh my. Amen. I'm proud of you. It's a high calling. It's a scary calling.
Yes, it is.
God has his favor on your life. He wants you to step in. I know it's cliche, but I was praying. My wife was talking to me, and then I was praying right after. And God's word says, God has plans for your life to prosper you, to keep you, to love you, not to harm you, but to give you a hope and a future. And that future is in ministry. You're called into ministry. You're going to start here, youth ministry, and see where God continues to build you and take you further and farther than you've ever seen before. And I've already prophesied to you and your husband about what I believe that God is going to do in your future. I don't know how long that will be, but I believe in it. I see that calling on your life. So I want to say this. We honor your faithfulness, your love for God, and your obedience to follow his call. May this new level of servanthood bless everyone you're called to. Church family, will you just go ahead and stretch your hands as I pray for her? I want to anoint her as well. The Bible shows us many times when there was a calling on somebody's life, a higher calling, they were anointed, they laid hands, and they sent. And so I want to do that right now. I want to hold your hand. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray this over her life. Join me, church. Father, we thank you for Pastor Kayla. Thank you for her anointing that you've placed on her life. We recognize publicly what you have already done privately. We ask you pour out fresh oil, fresh wisdom, fresh fire, fresh love, and a fresh compassion and authority. Strengthen her hands for the work ahead. Guard her heart, her mind, her home, her family, and her health. Now I pray that she will lead pastorally with empathy, humility, truth, and courage as she helps raise up a generation that loves you deeply and follows you fully. We bless her today as our youth pastor in this house. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 So this was sent from the region, actually I think the national office as well. Here's her official ministerial license for Open Bible. We also have some flowers for you that we want to come and bring to you. Now, as you know, because a lot of you know me, being perfect doesn't, you don't wait till you're perfect to be a pastor. If you're waiting for that, no one will ever be able to preach or teach. Pastor Mark talked about it last week, that even in your own, Jesus in his own hometown, he could not preach, he could not heal because nobody honored him. They made him feel ordinary or common. So I just want to encourage you, church, she's not going to be perfect, and she's stepping into this role at the very beginning. So give her your prayers, your devotion, your grace, and your honor. Because God is calling her to a higher calling, and there's a process, there's a breaking, there's an anointing, there's time on your face, once the baby's here, time on your face, amen, right? That there's going to be a lot of prayers and looking within and asking God, change me, God, so I can lead better your people you've entrusted me with, amen? All right, we love you. Come on down. Come bring the flowers. Thank you, Lord. See ya. Amen. So exciting to see when God does amazing things in his house. Amen, amen, amen. All right, last week, hopefully you were here. If not, hopefully you watched online. But Pastor Mark, he did an excellent job introducing this new series. He discussed what honor is and what honor is not. Now I have the privilege of honoring him this morning for his Pastor Appreciation Sunday. I don't think we have enough time or words to really encapsulate what a blessing Pastor Mark and his wife Debbie have been to our faith family here at First Open Bible. Church, I hope you were able to bring them a card of appreciation with a gift and words of encouragement today. Now, if you didn't do that, some of you are feeling real weird right now. You probably weren't here on time last week, or you weren't here, but we've been announcing that. But if you haven't and you forgot to do that, or you didn't bring it, or first time you're hearing about it, feel free to do that anytime this month just to honor him and his wife. But if you did bring it, or maybe even if you didn't, right after service, I want to invite you. Yeah, thank you. A lot of words today. Invite you over to our community room right after church today. We have light refreshments, and we have a time that they're going to be there. You can look them in the eyes, shake their hand, give them a hug, tell them that you appreciate them, and there's a place to place a card in there as well. So about 5 years ago, I was in search of an associate pastor to help me with ministry here at First Open Bible. The Lord pressed upon my heart to find somebody different than me so the ministry can be more rounded. Right? If we just, in life in general, it's great to know people different than you. It makes your life more rounded. Aren't you glad that God didn't make everybody the same? If every pastor was just like me, the rapture would happen like that. I mean, it's just, and we're done. Pew! Okay. I'm just joking. I have zero that power to do. But it's true. We have to look, and I think it wouldn't have blessed you as a church body for me to get somebody just like me. And I'm glad the wisdom and the knowledge of the Holy Spirit said, find somebody different than you. And I wanted that. So what did I do? I looked into the Word of God, and I love that it says that the fivefold ministry is the gift to the church. There's five different offices of ministry. And so I said, we need to go find a teacher. We need a teacher. And I found one, and he found us. Pastor Mark moved here at the end of 2020. First Home Bible has never been the same since, and we're thankful for that. Amen. Hallelujah. We honor you today, Pastor. I honor you as my co-laborer, my brother in Christ, and my friend. Thank you, Miss Debbie, for also saying yes to this specific ministry here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. To kick this off, I would like to invite a few people to help me say a few words. So let's watch this video.
Hey, Pastor Mark. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate all the talks and conversations that we've had. I have so appreciated your apologetics class, going through On Guard, and the debates we would get into, and the things that we would talk about there, the conversations we've had in your office, and obviously the support that you provided to me. That essentially encouraged me that, yes, I can come up with a Bible study, and it's fine, and I'll get through. So I genuinely appreciate what you've done for me personally, and I still remember that awesome Communion Sunday service you did, oh gosh, probably, what, a year or two ago now? Still impactful, still lovely, and still very much remember that. So I appreciate all you do for us in the church. Have a good one.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to begin with scripture. The verses, or the scripture, is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, NLT. Preach the word of God. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teachings. If that doesn't sound like Pastor Mark, I don't know what does. So, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. I've been in Open Bible Church for 12 years, and 5 years ago I ran into Mark Cullum as he came in to take over the new pastoral position that Pastor Harris called him for. So it wasn't too long, and we had figured out a way to go out to breakfast with each other, because we thought we kind of liked each other, but until we started going to breakfast, I began to think, wow, this guy really is something else. I thought he was a good preacher and a good teacher, but I didn't know he had the wisdom that he has. So if you've ever taken a class of Mark Cullum's, you will know what his education is like, how he can put things out there for you to understand them. They're all fact, and they're all biblically related, so you're not going to get some opinion of his. He's just a good, solid teacher, and he's what I consider to be a man of God. So I just think that, you know, Pastor Mark does everything that is needed of him to be done. He is a good pastoral care pastor, a preacher, a teacher, a friend, a confidant, a prayer warrior. From what he tells me, he's an awesome husband, father, and grandfather. And seriously, I have no doubt about that. So God knew who he was when he put Mark and Deb on this earth together. Happy Pastor Appreciation Day, Mark. Blessings to you, brother.
Good morning, church. I'm Ron Wick. My lovely wife, Lola, is sitting back there. We've been married 70 years. She's down there praying that I don't mess this up. Before I get into talking about Pastor Mark and Debbie, I'm sure I'm glad I took a shower after listening to Pastor this morning. When I was saved, a pastor told me, when I was complaining about it, I'm not worthy, he said, you don't clean a fish until you catch it. And I thought, that's right. Anyway, enough of that. What a privilege to celebrate and honor Pastor Mark and Debbie. Friends, we must honor our pastors' wives as well, for they share the joys and the heartaches that come with ministry. Mark, even though you're an Ohio State fan, your unique way of presenting the word with deep understanding and with a sense of humor is refreshing. Your preparation, study, and prayers for guidance is evident that the Holy Spirit has inspired you, and you in turn have inspired us. Thank you. Mark brings comfort and joy to those in the hospitals and nursing homes, and all who are in need of a hug and encouragement. On a more personal note, Lola and I came to First Open Bible 4 years ago. Mark and Debbie greeted us with open arms, as did the rest of the congregation. We just seemed to hit it off right away. Lovely Debbie is, and Lola are, nurses. Even though they both are retired, they're still nurses. That never ends. I'm her favorite patient, Lola's. Mark and I come from totally different backgrounds. Pastor was talking about we're all different. Pastor, artist, we couldn't be more different. But over dinners and ice cream, the four of us have shared our life stories, some of them even true. The good times and the hard times. Speaking of hard times, did you know that Charles Spurgeon is quoted as saying, "There's hardship in everything except eating pancakes." Mark, Debbie, we honor you. We love you. And may you always have a song in your heart and the peace of the Almighty to guide you in these troubled times. Thank you and bless you. Shalom, everyone.
Amen. Excellent. Hallelujah. I'd love to hear more fake stories about your life, Ron. Oh, I can make some up right now, but we don't have enough time. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for sharing. That was awesome. Steve Allard, Kayla McPherson, and Ron, thank you for coming and sharing more about this lovely couple. So we're going to go ahead and start a line, and I want everybody to say something. I'm just joking. Some of y'all got nervous. Come on now. I saw your face. That was fun. See, I want you to think about that every time I come up here and speak, how scary you just felt. I have to do that every week. You know, our God's funny. The worst subject I had in all of school was English. I ain't lying. I struggled. I sat by smart people, and I struggled. Take that wherever you want. And God says, you know what? I'm going to make you a preacher, and you're going to present an essay every Sunday in front of hundreds of people. What a good God we serve. Amen. Amen. Saying all that, Ron, you did excellent. It's not always easy. So I thank you for opening up your heart and being willing to come up here and share. I want to read some scripture. Matthew 10:41 says this. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. I want to follow that same principle and say this. He who receives a teacher of God's word shall receive a godly teacher's reward. I, for 5 years, have received rewards from Pastor Mark as a teacher of God's word. And I pray that you have as well. Now, him and I have an interesting dynamic. It's not Oregon Ducks and Ohio State, although last year was very interesting. We won't talk about that, right? Okay, we will. So last year, we went to his house for the game, the big game, and the Ducks won by one. And the very next day is his pastor appreciation. And I felt awful. We didn't celebrate until we got into our car. Yes, we didn't. Hey, guys, love you. We're going to go. And then we got into the driveway, and hopefully they don't have like a doorbell cam, because if they went back, it wouldn't be good. We were so happy that we won. But then they got their revenge very, very badly in the playoffs. You just destroyed us. And we're not going to talk about games last night either, okay? So, amen. This is about him and the Lord, okay? Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. But that's not the weird dynamic. Here's the dynamic that is sometimes, it's not difficult anymore, but it was in the beginning. I am the same age as his children. To be the boss of someone that's your dad's age, that brings with it many interesting dynamics and thoughts. But nonetheless, he has always honored me as his lead. And I've always honored him as a teacher of God's word. And that's the power in honor. In John Bevere's book, Honor's Reward, he says this, quote, "Honor is recognizing and responding to the God-given value in someone. It's not about flattery or a position. It's about seeing people the way God sees them." End quote. It's powerful. When we honor rightly, we open our hearts to receive what God has placed inside of that person. When we dishonor, we close that door. Honor unlocks what God has placed in others. Dishonor shuts it down. Now, honor is about a posture, not about a position. True honor isn't about titles. It's about posture. It's about the posture of our heart towards others. Romans 12:10, Pastor Mark, this is one of the verses he talked about last week. The back end of that verse says, outdo one another in showing honor. Outdo one another in showing honor. That means honor isn't just for leaders who are in authority. It's something every believer is called to live out, honoring those above us, beside us, and under our care. 1 Peter 2:17 says this, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. Notice the small K. Well, that's big K because everything's big. But it's really a small K, just so you know. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean the king of kings. It means the earthly kings, the ones in authority. What does that also mean? It means that honor is not optional. It's part of every believer's DNA. When we live honoring others, we reflect Jesus himself, who honored his Father in everything he did and said and where he went. True honor sees beyond a role and it values the person. So what is fruit of a life that honors? I just listed three different fruits of a life that honors. See, when you walk in honor, here's some three things that begin to happen in your life. The first thing is this, you start to reflect Christ. Jesus lived a life of honor toward his Father, and he also lived a life of honor to one another. I love that. He went into the streets and healed everybody he could because they were valuable. They are important. Number two, here's another fruit. Oh, by the way, you don't have any notes today in your Bible app like we normally do. That's because I could not send that to Pastor Mark. Otherwise, he'd read all the notes, and that just seems weird, okay? So take your own notes. Hallelujah. Number two is this, it builds unity. What's fruit of a life that honors? It builds unity. Honor strengthens relationships, and it breaks down comparison, frustration, and pride. Honor keeps unity flowing. Number three is this, the fruit of a life that honors. What will happen is you will receive a reward. 1 Samuel 2:30 says this, those who honor me, this is God talking, those who honor me, I will honor. When you live a life that honors God and honors others, his blessings rest upon your life. And today, church, we get to live this out. We get to honor someone who models these principles and bears this fruit. His name is Pastor Mark Cullum. Pastor Mark is one of the most steadfast men that I know. He doesn't waver. When the winds in life blow, he stays rooted. He might sway a little bit because he's human, but he doesn't get uprooted. He's patient. And you have to be very patient when you work with me. Why did you laugh? It hurts. No, he is patient. He doesn't rush God's process or people's growth. Now, I can get ahead of myself when things get crazy, especially in ministry, but Pastor Mark, he stays steady in the storms of ministry. He's humble. He doesn't need recognition to be faithful. He probably is a little bit uncomfortable right now with all of this. Or maybe he's not as humble as I think. I don't know. He's going over like this. I'm just joking. He didn't. I made that up. If he was, I'd just stop right now. We just lay hands. Hallelujah. But he's probably uncomfortable right now, but he's humble and he serves because he loves God. He's a man of integrity and honesty. See, what you see is what you get. Here's what I love. One time he approached me because I didn't reference or forgot to reference or cite one of my sources. I was just about to preach in part of my sermons, and he came up to me and he says, "That's not right." See, to me, that's integrity. And I love that. Pastor Mark is respectful and he's loyal. He's someone you can depend on. I've watched Pastor Mark serve this house with a quiet strength and unwavering faith. He's on his third title or responsibilities at First Open Bible. And you can look at that and say, man, what was the deal? You know, I can look at it two ways. Well, number one, it's true. We had to find the right, you know, he belonged on the bus, but you have to find the right seat to sit in. So that way the fruit just starts flowing. But he also was willing to fill the spots that needed to be filled because we were growing, shaping, and molding as a body of believers. And he was willing to step in if it was connection pastor, teacher pastor, or right now, the pastoral care pastor. And right now in his role, he's part-time because he part-time retired, part-time doing ministry. He is absolutely, and I mean it, killing it. He is doing incredible. The fruit is instant. He is flowing in the gifts of God. I love this. Church, you have to find. Amen. You can give that. You don't only find the giftings of God in your life, you also flow in the grace of God on your life. There's a grace of God on his life in this time, at this very hour, where he is flowing in this ministry, and it is an extension of God himself to the people, and I'm thankful for that. He's not just faithful in the big moments, he's faithful in the small ones. Faithful also in the moments that no one else sees. And church, that's a true test of character. He prays when others are weary. He speaks healing over the sick. He encourages others when they're discouraged. And he stands firm when things get tough. Church, that's honor in action. That's what it looks like to live a life worthy of God's reward. Pastor Mark, we love you, and we're thankful for you. I'm thankful for you. You've helped me carry this ministry, this vision, and you've helped me minister to these precious people. You continue to serve with humility and excellence, and you honor me so well. Proverbs 27:18 says this, "Whoever tends a fig tree will eat of its fruit, and he who guards his master will be honored." Today, I honor you, not just for what you do, but for who you are. You're a man of godly character, even in wearing Ohio State gear. Hallelujah. A man of the word and a true teacher of God's principles. I've watched you quietly carry the heart of this house. You don't just serve, you shepherd. And you don't just work, you worship through your work. Thank you for doing that. Church, we're not called just to talk about honor. We're called to live it. Here's a key principle of honor in the Bible. It's this: honoring God by recognizing his supreme worth, his authority, and his majesty. And how do you do that? You do that, and it's shown through worship, obedience, and reverence. This principle also extends to honoring people in their rightful places, such as parents and elders and leaders, governing authorities, and fellow humans. Honor is more than respect. It's a spiritual principle. So I want us to honor those who lead us, honor those who we lead, and let's honor every person made in the image of God. Here's a little caveat, though. You always honor people unless it dishonors the Word of God or God Himself. Then you don't dishonor them, but you can question. You can stay under the authority of God and still disagree with people. Amen? Amen. Amen. You're welcome, everybody who's married. Don't you go home and remind your spouse that. Because then you'll know something. You're the problem. Hallelujah. Pray, just be free. Just be free. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, honor opens doors. It heals hearts and it attracts the presence of God. I want to leave you with a few questions, three of them actually, that I want you to ponder in your heart and in prayer this week and right now. It's number one is this. Who do you honor above all? Is it you? Is it someone else? Is it approval? Is it an addiction or is it the Lord? Who do you honor above all? Number two, another question. Who are you struggling to honor right now? Who is that? And the third question is this. Do you still show honor even when you disagree?
Got quiet in here.
It's weird. Those are real. You know, honor is tested not when it's easy, but when it's uncomfortable. It's in those moments that the light of Christ shines the brightest through his people. Amen? First Open Bible, here's what I pray. I pray that we be a church where honor flows. A church where we recognize God's image in one another and we call it out. When we live a life of honor, we position ourselves for God's reward, and that's the power of honor. Pastor Mark, I appreciate how you serve out of the right heart, the heart that loves God above everything else. And because of that, loving people isn't your job, it's the overflow of your devotion to King Jesus. Thank you for the way that you lead. Thank you for being the same person you are in public that you are in private. We see the hand of God on your life. Pastor Mark and Debbie, will you please come join me? Brent, will you please come as well? Amen. Amen. You can stay standing. Church, extend your hands to him, please. Hallelujah. Let's bless Pastor Mark and Debbie together at this moment. Not just with our words, but with our hearts. Let's give honor where honor is due. All right, I want to pray this prayer. Can I hold your hand? Thank you. I want to pray this prayer. I wrote it out. I want to pray it over your life. Join me, church, in this prayer. Father, thank you for the gift of Pastor Mark. Thank you for his steadfastness, his humility, integrity, and intelligence, and his love. We bless him and his wife today with joy, strength, and fresh anointing. And Lord, let this house be a house where your honor flows, where leaders lead with love and people follow with faith, where every heart beats with humility and every life points to Jesus. And we pray this in the most powerful name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 We have a gift. It's an IOU coupon, okay? It is, because we can't buy the tickets until like one more week. But it is, we're going to get you really good tickets to the Ohio State Hawkeye basketball game in February. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Church, here's what we're going to do. Amen. It's just let them have it. Just let them have it. It's a day, okay? Amen. I want to invite everybody here in a moment. We're going to worship one last song together. They're going to go here in just a second to the community room. I want to invite you. There's light refreshments there. But get in line. Honor them. Love them. Give them a hug. If you brought a card, give it to them there, or there's a basket. But we just want to bless them today for being such a blessing. One thing I can say about this, in ministry, your life is nothing but a life of servanthood. Everything that you are, everything that you do, every moment of your life, you're always thinking of how you can honor God and serve others. So this is a moment we get to bless them for giving their life as a servant to this faith family. Amen. Amen. Let's worship. You guys can go. We love you. Thank you.